Sitting in a small cottage beneath the tree named Chinchapai, in a forest of ashok trees. She was lean and thin, being aggrieved because of separation from him. Seeing his wife in that condition, Lord Ramachandra was very compassionate. When Ramachandra came before her, she was exceedingly happy to see her beloved, and her lotus-like mouth showed to enjoy. After giving Vibhisha the power to rule the Rakshasa population of Lanka for the duration of one kalpa, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, placed Sita Devi on an airplane decorated with flowers, and then got on the plane himself. The period for his living in the forest having ended, the Lord returned to Ayodhya, accompanied by Hanuman, Sugriva, and his brother, Lakshman. When Lord Ramachandra returned to his capital, Ayodhya, he was greeted on the road by the princely order, who showered his body with beautiful, fragrant flowers, while great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods glorified the activities of the Lord in great jubilation. Upon reaching Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra heard that in his absence his brother Bharat was eating barley cooked in the urine of a cow, covering his body with the bark of trees, wearing matted locks of hair, and lying on a mattress of Kushan. The most merciful Lord very much lamented this. When Lord Bharat understood that Lord Ramachandra was returning to the capital, Ayodhya, he immediately took upon his own head Lord Ramachandra's wooden shoes and came out from his camp at Nandigram. Lord Bharat was accompanied by ministers, priests, and other respectful citizens, by professional musicians vibrating pleasing musical sounds, and by learned Brahmins loudly chanting Vedic hymns. Following the procession were chariots drawn by beautiful horses with harnesses of golden rope. These chariots were decorated by flags with golden embroidery and by other flags of various sizes and patterns. There were soldiers bedecked with golden armor, servants bearing betel nut, and many well-known and beautiful prostitutes. Many servants followed on foot, bearing an umbrella, whisks, different grades of precious jewels, and other paraphernalia befitting a royal reception. Accompanied in this way, Lord Bharat, his heart softened in ecstasy, and his eyes full of tears, approached Lord Ramachandra and fell at his lotus feet with great ecstatic love. After offering the wooden shoes before Lord Ramachandra, Lord Bharat stood with folded hands, his eyes full of tears. And Lord Ramachandra bathed Bharat with tears while embracing him with both arms for a long time. Accompanied by Mother Sita and Lakshman, Lord Ramachandra then offered his respectful obeisances unto the learned Brahmins and the elderly persons in the family. And all the citizens of Ayodhya offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. The citizens of Ayodhya, upon seeing their king return after a long absence, offered him flower garlands, waved their upper cloths, and danced in great jubilation. O King, Lord Bharat carried Lord Ramachandra's wooden shoes. Sugriva and Vibhishana carried a whisk and an excellent fan. Hanuman carried a white umbrella. Shatrughna carried a bow and two quivers, and see the baby carry the water pot filled with water from holy places. Angada carried a sword, and Jabala, king of the Rikshas, carried a golden shield. O King Pariksit, as the Lord sat on his campaign of flowers, with women offering him prayers, and reciters chanting about his characteristics, he appeared like the moon with the stars and planets. Thereafter, having been welcomed by his brother Bharat, Lord Ramachandra entered the city of Ayodhya in the midst of the festival. When he entered the palace, he offered obeisances to all the mothers, including Kaikeyi and the other wives of Maharaj Dasarath, and especially his own mother, Gosharya. He also offered obeisances to the spiritual preceptors such as Vasishtha. Friends of his own age and younger friends worshipped him, and he returned their respectful obeisances, as did Laksha and Mother Sita. In this way, they all entered the palace. So, that is the brief description. Of the return of Lord Ram. Let me just read one more verse. Lord Ramachandra, fully bathed and his head clean shaven, dressed himself very nicely and was decorated with garland and ornaments. Thus he shone brightly, surrounded by his brothers and wife, who were similarly dressed and ornamented. And although it doesn't mentioned in these verses here in Srimad Bhagavatam, but is described in Ramayana, and Srimad Prabhupada actually makes the point in a few places in his classes that when Lord Ram was approaching the city of Ayodhya, it was the evening. They met in the late afternoon and spent some time together outside the city. Then in the early evening, as darkness was falling, then Lord Ram, Mother Sita, Lord Lakshman, and all the others entered the city. And at that time, all the citizens lit lamps, and in this way everything was illuminated by these beautiful lamps, many, many, many thousands and thousands of lamps were lit to greet Lord Ramachandra, and in this way the occasion is named Deepavali, the festival of deep of light. And certainly wonderful, wonderful occasion. Lord Ramachandra, after enduring the exile of the forest with Mother Sita and with Lakshmana, and everyone there in Ayodhya, missing the Lord so much, even to the point that Dasaratha's father left his body due to the distress, transcendental distress, of separation from Lord Ram. And everybody, basically everybody, was in extreme distress, feeling tremendous, tremendous separation from Lord Ram. And they had been gone for 14 years, and now here, finally, they return. So what an occasion of rejoicing and of just overwhelming joy, ecstatic bliss. As we know, Lord Chaitanya speaking in Buddha Srimati Radharani expresses in the Shikshatika Yugayatam Namishayadam Chakshashat Ravishayatam Shukyayatam Jagat Sarvatam Vinda Viraname that in the Buddha Radharani that when I'm separated from you, my Lord, then just a moment, a split second, seems like years, 12 years or more. The whole world appears vacant in absence from you, and I'm crying and crying, tears of separation. So of course that is Srimati Radharani feeling separation from Lord Krishna, being separated from him. And that is the supreme platform, supreme manifestation of the ecstasy of transcendental separation. And in the case of Lord Rama, it's a little different. At least to some degree it is different. The whole ecstatic experience, transcendental emotional experience, is not really quite on the same level. But still, certainly compared to any type of separation any of us may have felt, or any ordinary people may have felt when being separated from some family members or people who are very close to them. The separation of the inhabitants of Ayodhya from Lord Ram is certainly something completely astonishing and amazing in its transcendental depth and power. So that separation, without the separation, the ecstasy of meeting is not the same. We see in the pastimes of Lord Krishna that his queens at Dwarka, they were with him 24 hours a day. And certainly it was most wonderful. Most wonderful. But still, the ecstasy that they had in the company of Lord Krishna, just constantly, all day, every day, was really not the same at all as the ecstasy that was there in the relationships between Lord Krishna and the gopis, and particularly Srimati Radharani, but all the gopis actually. And part of, at least a part of what makes the relationships between Krishna and the gopis so unique compared to the relationships between Lord Krishna and Dwarka and his queens there, is that in Dwarka there's not really so much separation. Occasionally Krishna would go away here and there. That's described in the Bhagavatam. But not like how Lord Krishna left Vrindavan. Not like that. And even every day when Krishna was associating with the Brijvasis, every day there would be separation. He would go out to help herding the cows, Mother Yashoda would feel separation, the gopis would feel separation. Then he would meet with the gopis sometimes, but then sometimes Jatila would come, Bukhara would come, and they would have to part. And so suddenly separation. This is a very important feature of the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Vrindavan, that separation is there very prominently. And rather than introduce an element of real distress or something like an element of tragedy, but actually that separation is a special arrangement to increase the loving ecstasies in different ways. And when they meet again after some separation, the ecstasy felt in that meeting is higher than any ecstasy that they felt when meeting Krishna before that time. So certainly there in Ayodhya, the ex-citizens were feeling so much separation from Lord Krishna, the citizens there in Ayodhya were feeling so much separation from Lord Rama for those 40 years. But now they're meeting again. And it's so wonderful. Just the most wonderful experience for all men. And that is really the essence of this Diwali or Deepavali festival. The wonderful joy of being reunited with the Lord again. And all the difficulties that were there in separation from them, they all just completely done away with and forgotten. And everyone is so happy in his company. And by his mercy then, Dharma is firmly established, but the Ram Rajya then happens, and it's the perfect situation of a social situation of a government ruling, Lord Ram's government ruling so perfectly that there was no anxiety, there was no illness, no lamentation, nothing negative at all. And even a few verses later, Bhagavatam states, there was even no death for those who didn't want it. This is all part of the Ram Raja, which began with the return of Lord Ram. So then again, as we mentioned, it is the actual day that the Damodar Leela occurred, and it is truly a very important pastime. So important that the whole month is devoted to it, and it is celebrated every day for the whole month. Then there is no other pastime which is celebrated on the scale generally. So this certainly shows it's a very exceptional pastime. And we can just mention very briefly that Mother Yashoda, because it was the Diwali day, and of course everybody was aware of that, and Mother Yashoda was aware of it too, of course. And as part of the whole process for celebrating Diwali, Mother Yashoda was churning some yogurt into butter to be used in some aspect of the festivities for that day, for the Diwali day. And Lord Krishna came along and tugged on her sari. He's just a small boy at that time. He tugged on his sari, wanted to be breastfed. But Lord Krishna, if Lord Krishna is separated from butter, that is problematic. Because Lord Krishna is very fond of his butter. And another thing in terms of foodstuffs, that if Lord Krishna is separated from it, he becomes, well, it's problematic, and he's not happy. is that he gets separated from the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. He was not able to suck her breast and drink her breast milk. And of course we see in this, the Dhammadana Leela, how he was sucking on her breast, and there was some very extra special milk on the stove, which was being heated for him, for Krishna specifically. Padmaganda, the most special of all Nanda Maharaj's cows, Padmaganda means the milk is the fragrance of a lotus, and the cow is the fragrance of a lotus. We won't go through all the details, but there was some of this most special of all special milks on the stone being heated for Krishna. And the description is that the milk, of course, being not just some liquid inanimate type of substance, but being a devotee, the milk was watching Mother Yashoda breastfeeding on Krishna, and the milk was becoming concerned that Krishna may become full, and then he won't drink me, and then what will happen to me? So the milk started acting like he or she, whatever, was boiling over, and Mother Yashoda put down Krishna just like that. Bang. And Krishna, well, as we said, problematic. If Krishna is separated from his mother's breast milk, that's a matter. He had been sucking on this, and it is not simply a matter that he just likes butter. He just likes his mother's breast milk because it's tasty. Although surely it is. But Mother Yashoda's breast milk is just full of her love for Krishna. And this is practically the greatest expression, manifestation of her love for Krishna, when she breastfeeds him. And Krishna's only interested in love, actually. He doesn't really care so much what is offered to him in terms of physical ingredients, but he does care about the love. And Mother Yashoda has so much love, and her love is just there completely in her breast milk. So Lord Krishna was sucking and sucking like with all his unlimited power. Unlimited power. He was sucking her breast. You know, when Mahavishnu, when he inhales, which is sort of a sucking type activity, all the universes are sucked in. And he's just a fractional part of Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna, the complete Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu with just a little suck, it's not a big effort. All the universes finished. There was Lord Krishna though, the complete Supreme Lord, completely sucking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda with all his strength, and suddenly he's on the floor. So yes, he got very upset transcendentally, and it's a long story, and basically, I'm sure, most of you, perhaps all of you, are familiar with the story. Lord Krishna, he ended up feeding the monkeys butter. The monkeys, They were the same monkeys who had fought with him in his formless lower ground. They were some of the same monkeys who had been there with him when he defeated Rama in Lanka. And Lord Rama had felt some regret that I'm not able to really reciprocate with you for all this amazing service you've done, helping me win this great victory. But I will reciprocate with you in the future, don't worry. So Lord Krishna then reciprocated in Vrindavan. He would regularly feed the monkeys butter. And this is the topmost butter. You cannot buy this butter in the ShopRite Center, or even Pick and Pay. Or even if you have a farm and you milk your own cows and make your own butter, you can never get butter like that. Yes, and particularly saturated with this topmost Krishna Prema by Mani Chanda. This is all around Krishna's way of reciprocating. So then Manishoda chased Krishna and tried to tie him, but, well, first of all, tried to catch him, but couldn't catch him. And then her mood of lovely concern just rose and rose, and her means her love just increased and increased. And eventually, overpowered by Krishna, she was able to catch him and couldn't stop her. Then she tried to tie him, the rope was two fingers too short, and more rope, but it's still two fingers too short. And again her mood of motherly concern is rising. And then again it overwhelmed Lord Krishna, and she was able to tie him. And then even if she had just taken whatever little thread she uses to tie her plait of hair at the back. Even if she'd just taken that, it would have been enough to tie Krishna, because he was overpowered by her love. And then Krishna knocked over the twin Arjuna trees and delivered Mani Riva Namakulpara, the two sons of Kuvera, who had been cursed by Narada Muni, but then given the blessing that any angel be delivered from the curse by the Lord himself. So Krishna delivered them, then they returned to the heavenly planets with his promise that at the end of that lifetime they go back to Godhead. And then Manishoda came and untied Krishna, and then went about her household chores again. But Lord Krishna was very upset, and then he chased around, and then grabbed, and then tied up and restricted. Lord Krishna was very upset with his mother. Swami describes that. But then somebody should go back to her household duties, and Nanda Maharaj came, and Krishna was very angry with Mani Yashoda. Some of the cowherd boys came and various others came. And so Nanda Maharaj took Krishna on his lap, and he himself, Nanda Maharaj, was not really so happy that Krishna had been tied up. And he was not happy to see that Krishna was so upset. So he tried to pacify Krishna. And after a while, Nanda Maharaj said, okay, I have duties to perform. Do you want to go back to your mother? Should you go back to your mother? And Krishna said, no. coming back to earth again. And then Nandaraj goes see Lord. He's very upset. And some of the boys said to Krishna, well, if you don't stay with your mother, who are you going to stay with? And Krishna said, I'll stay with my father. And the boy said, but your father has to go out and herd the cows. Now Krishna at this time is small. He has not started any cow herding or even calf herding. So the boy said, but your father, he's going to have to go out and you're too small, you can't go out with him. So who are you going to stay with? Just watch, it looks like one of those things. This is, you know, there's a lovely house of danger in this. So they asked him, your father's going to go, who are you going to stay with? You should go to your mother. And Krishna said, no, I will stay with my friends and play with them. And someone said, but you're so fond of drinking your mother's breast milk. How are you going to do that? You won't be able to do that. And Krishna said, I will drink the milk of cows sweetened with sugar. I'm not going to my mother. And Mother Maharaj could see that actually, he's very attached to his mother, really, but he's just in a bit of a mood on the surface, but beneath the surface, he really has a very deep attachment to his mother. So how to bring it out, Nanda Maharaj thought. And then he devised a plan, a very strategic plan. He raised his hand as if he was going to strike someone. And he said to Krishna, it's so, what your mother has done to you is so bad. He said, I will punish her. You just tell me, I will forcefully beat her. And Krishna said, no, 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 don't do that. Don't do that. And then Nanda Maharaj said, well, okay, we'll take you back to your mother. And Krishna went back to the mother. So this also happened on this day, today, the Diwali day. And Krishna killed Narakasura. That's another long story. Actually, Narakasura is one of Krishna's sons. Narakasura was the son of Lord Varaha and Bhumi. But Narakasura, he wasn't known as Narakasura, of course, in those days. But he got into the association of Vanasura. He was a big deal. And somehow, he became, even though he was the son of the Lord, he became contaminated by the association of Vanasura and he became a demon. Narakasura. Narak means hell, and asura means, of course, demon. Imagine having a name like that. What's your name? My name is Demon from Hell. Yeah. But then Krishna had to kill him. It's a long story. Bhumi is the mother of Narakasura, and Bhumi is an expansion of Radharani via Satyabhama in Dwarka. So the description is there that when Krishna went to kill Narakasura, Krishna was in Dwarka, he took Satyabhama with him, because Satyabhama's, you know, sort of, in a certain sense, like the mother of Narakasura. At least her expansion is the mother. And the expansion, in a sense, Achintyapreya Vaitata, is not different from whoever they are expanded from. So Krishna took the mother, Satyabhama, with him. And when he was fighting with Narakasura, at some point he stopped and he turned to Satyabhama and he asked, "Is it all right if I kill him?" And Satyabhama said, "Yes, you can kill him." So Krishna felt he had to take permission from the mother before killing Narakasura. And then Krishna killed Narakasura. So this also happened today. Big day. We can celebrate it in many ways. Of course, we all know how people celebrate. We're fasting for Diwali today. Only sweets. But actually, it's a very transcendental day. It's not just a family day, a social day, to visit relatives and give sweets and so on. But actually, it's a very amazing, important, transcendental day. So there you are. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki, Shri Shri Yashoda Damodar Ki, Shri Satyabhama Krishna Ki. Hare Krishna.
Lord is Bhakti Chaitanya Swami.
Please take some of the sadness.